My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. All right, welcome to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. This is Andre Whitehead in the studio. Brent Watts, you're a fixture again, so I can't say nothing.
I've always been a presence.
Wonderful and dapper producer, Seth Stokes.
Your hair looks amazing, Seth.
Thank you so much.
I mean, even in a room with me and Andre, your hair looks nice.
I have great hair. That's one of my...
It's not as good as us. It's okay hair.
It's better than okay.
My
hair is
not as good as us.
You're funny.
It is. People tell me because you grow
your hair out to be an Indian headdress doesn't mean you have
no, I got the mullet cut. And I have pictures of me getting the mullet cut off.
Do you?
Yeah. I woke up one morning and my wife was like, you have a legit 80s mullet. And I'm like...
A moulier.
I'm like, wow. I was like, do I need a white sport coat and roll the sleeves up or what? Like
only if you drive a Trans Am.
Yeah. I'm going to call you Sonny.
No. Call me Crockett.
That's cool. But, we hadn't been on in a couple weeks, so we got quite a few things to talk about. We got a lot coming up. Fall League starts Saturday. Got a lot to talk about in the Fall League. We had a little scrimmage on Tuesday with six of the teams. And then I got to see your team play on Monday. Saw a couple of the other teams. Seen most everybody except for the teams that are coming from a distance. And so we'll try and talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about the first round matchups for week one. And then you got some stuff for we finished the 3-on-3 tournament. And go ahead.
It was a lot of fun. It was way different than what I remembered. It's indoors. It is disorganized like they were in the 90s.
It was disorganized.
Yeah, they're always running late. Or
who was running
like
late?
Your games,
every game was on time.
Your game was at 2. You got a game at 2 and then a game at 6. Or
what's wrong
with
that?
A couple teams. Well, you're sitting there trying to kill time. Or, a couple teams.
60 teams there, right?
A couple teams don't show up. And so you're playing...
That happened.
Yeah, but no.
That's not my fault.
The biggest thing about it was in air-conditioned gymnasiums, so it was phenomenal.
I'm not talking about it anymore because you hurt my feelings.
Oh, and obviously.
Hurt my feelings.
I mean,
why would you do that?
I don't even feel the need to say who won it, so I think that's kind of obvious.
I don't even want to say anything now. I worked my heart out for that tournament. Every game was on time.
That is true. Every game was on time.
You just said it was. You said it was disorganized.
Every game was on time.
Because you went to the pro-am and then you... God.
Why are you upsetting him?
I don't know.
I always upset him about that.
You upset
there.
The
he
giant.
Gets mad.
But that one I don't... That I didn't care for. That bothers me. That's one thing I'm known for is organization. That's just me, but I almost want to go to a break, I swear.
3 minutes into the show.
I've
already got him.
Look what you've done.
That's just awful. I'm not doing it next year. I've already decided I'm not doing it now. All right. Well, we got the Nashville Fall League starting the following week. We've got... The Ricky Taylor Pro-Am ended this past week, I believe. We've got, look, the Fall League is really the exciting part. We got a few commitments in the last couple weeks, Tennessee guys. We've now got 4 commitments in the class of 2017, which is a good, decent start. I don't think we'll end up with more than 15 to 18 in that class. We got some defections, which generally happens in the senior class. Some of the kids towards the top will end up leaving and going to prep schools and things like that. So we've got a little bit of that, and that almost sometimes makes a new number one kid in the state almost by default. But, actually we got 6 commitments in the, because I always forget the Hamilton Heights kids, but we got 6 commitments in the class of 2017. So, and I think it's going to be a decent class. I think the Fall League is going to be really good.
I think the talent level's up in the fall league.
The young talent is going to be okay, but I think the teams are really balanced. I think the there's really nobody that just really stands out. Everybody's got a couple good players. You've got a couple good players in Luke and Nick Rogers. I think is going to be. I'm going to say Nick's going to be one of the leading scorers in the league. And then you've got the Bearden kids. You've got the Webb kids on Team O'Hara. That and Trey. Actually, I talked to Trey. I saw Trey Tuesday, and he said, "How come I'm not on that guy's team?" He doesn't know your name, but he wanted to be on your team.
Exactly.
But
I will say of all the Andre Whitehead championships that I've won, be it the Rocky Top League, the 3-on-3 tournament, the high school fall league is by far the most fun. And I don't have one of those championships yet. I'm trying to unify the Andre belt.
He may be fired by the end of this show.
Right.
I do want to go back. I don't necessarily want to say disorganized because it was everything. I did, but I wasn't really.
It was not disorganized.
I wasn't really referencing that. I was kind of referencing
it. Maybe it was a you problem. What?
No, it wasn't a me problem because I was there on time. It's kind of. It's like all of them, people's behavior. They get a little overexcited at the refs. Or
people's
just
behavior was terrible, but it was not your age groups.
No.
It was the young kids.
Yeah, that's
the people
what
were
I'm
horrible.
At. Yeah.
They were just horrible.
Yeah. I mean, as far as get, like literally, we had a game start early.
Yeah, but that's not what you said earlier. No. So now you're reeling.
No, that's not what I was referencing. I wasn't referencing the overall organization. It's just tough to control those crowds. It's more of a crowd control issue.
We had a celebrity shoot-off, Seth. We had Silk Cozart against Sterling Hinton in a three-point shootout.
It wasn't much of a contest.
Silk wiped the floor with him.
Yeah.
I like Sterl.
I do like Sterl. Oh, he's a very energetic guy.
Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
He's very positive. Yes. He's contagious to be around. He's a generally good-souled person.
Yeah, he is. It was a very white man can't jump kind of day. You had a 3-on-3 tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You had Silk Cozart. And to end ours, I almost.
No,
Alex Bowers dunked it.
He did. He didn't. He got almost a Candace Parker. He barely grazed the rim.
Or Candace Parker. It's an interchangeable term.
More
just it's kind of where you like.
Of a high jumping layup.
You let the ball go and grab the rim kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grab the rim.
So I could have.
I want to know. I want to live in this world that he lives in because it must be a spectacular play.
By the way, he saw the play from 75 feet away.
I was on one other side of the court. I could see it perfectly.
He was now 80 feet away with a lot of distractions because there were some distractions.
Because I believe I even squalled, Candace Parker attempted dunk. So
that hurts.
Well, I'm just saying that's what... You know, so.
I mean, at least call it by its other synonym, which is Alex Bowers dunk.
I didn't know. Can Alex dunk? Or does he dunk like that when he dunks?
He's a Candace Parker dunker.
He just barely can.
Yeah, he's not above the rim.
Well, I think since our last show, like I said, we've had, we've got six commitments in the class of 2017, the state of Tennessee. We've got.
Two to Belmont.
We've got two to Belmont, which is Grayson Murphy from Independence and Caleb Hollander, who's a homeschool kid in Nashville, who just committed today. Last week, Hunter Vick from Camden committed to Tennessee Tech.
Yes.
And then we've got Donovan Sims from Murfreesboro Blackman committed to MTSU a long time ago. And then the two Hamilton Heights kids, Shy Alexander, is going to Florida. And then Nikhil Alexander Walker is going to Virginia Tech. And we did the hoop scene. My man Justin Young, who's been a guest on the show, I am now doing their hoop scene in addition to, most of your other recruiting outlets there. Tennessee, most people just have national rankings, but a few of them have like state stuff. Phenom Hoops is going to do Tennessee this year. I'm doing their – so I've got the top 20 right here of the in-state players.
Can you throw it out, or do you have to wait till Phenom throws it?
No, it's out. It's out on Twitter today from Hoop Scene, and I'm sending the same thing to. I mean, I'm not going to change it up. So, yeah, you care to venture any guesses of who might be on there? See how you're. It's a very organized list, I promise.
I don't know. I'd say it's probably all over the place.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I spoke to Coach Blevins a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me some developments and things like that. And at the end of the conversation, he said, please tell Tonto I said hello.
Yes.
On my mother's eyes, he said it.
Fantastic.
I'm the most.
Which means he's listening to the show.
I am the most abused man in radio.
You will be now, because... I mean, you remember, you know, the scene where when your uncle is standing there in the trash and the tears coming down his face?
No.
You don't remember that? You know I'm talking
I
about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's like a, is it a litter commercial or is it a garbage?
Like something they're like that.
Dumping on the earth.
Yeah.
And he's standing there.
It's a littering commercial.
And the tears running down his face.
Crying.
But anyway.
No.
That's how I feel right now after what you said. You got in here.
It's the second year now. He always gets mad at me with three.
I'm not mad.
But I showed up this time and I won.
And the tournament? Yeah, you were fine.
And I will say this. I will say this. I'm a competitor, but I will have to say we played in the 19 to 34 year old division, and I'm not 34 anymore.
Played some young kids.
Yeah, we did. There were Austin Brooks, who's in the fall league from William Blount. Yeah, they had like one or two 19 year olds, and then right. two 17 year olds. So they were big, but the competition in the next age bracket. As a competitor, I want to say I think we would win it, but Norris,
Coach Eldridge,
and Eldridge.
Coach Eldridge was like Steph Curry out there.
Dude.
He was knocking the bottom out of it.
Those guys are fun to watch.
He was.
Yeah,
Coach E was knocking the bottom
out of
it.
Coach
E,
Coach Norris was not. And the big boy they got that played it shorter. Who's just a mountain of a man.
Tony
down there.
Williams from Cleveland. He's coaching the girls down there.
Yeah.
Tall guy, about 6'4", 6'5".
Yep. They are...
His girls team, won, his 1,400 girls team won their age group.
Okay.
He's got a nice little group coming out of
well,
Cleveland.
We scored 69 in a game, and then we come over and we see Norris and Eldridge, and, you know, I'm trying to talk Norris into a scholarship for my kid and everything, and... you know,
when
we're like
kid get scholarships already.
Well, some, but not I mean, not to Webb. But I was like, is 69 in a game good or bad? Or I mean, what is it? Next thing you know, they put up like 75. It was a symphony. The
well,
way
if I start
move.
This ranking list, I'm gonna start from the bottom and go up. Is that what you want to hear?
Some
of these kids you're not obviously going to know because majority of them are from West Tennessee.
Yeah. How many on the list are from East Tennessee?
We're going to go with two. And they're both from the same school.
And they're in this class. They're in this class.
Yeah, it's class 2017. Okay. Well, if you count the Chattanooga kids, now there's four kids from Hamilton Heights on here. So I guess you could count that. It's East Tennessee.
That is East Tennessee.
But it's a different animal.
It is. I just read it out. Let's hear it. I just want to hear it.
All right. Number 20, Tajon Jones from Oak Ridge, who got an offer from Navy.
Yeah.
Number 19 is Silas Ademke, from 6'7", power forward from Hamilton Heights in Chattanooga. Number 18, Bo Hodges, point guard from Nashville, Maplewood High School. Carlos Marshall, 6'5", wing from Southwind in Memphis. Dedrick Boyd is a 6'3", shooting guard from Haywood, Team Thad. John Carter from Summit High School. I played with Corey Brewer team and really blew up this summer. Mm-hmm. Moved his way into this top 20 mm-hmm. by his performance. We got Big Root from White's Creek, also a Team Thad guy. Hunter Vick from Camden, who we talked about earlier, committed to Tennessee Tech, 6'5 shooting guard. William Douglas, 6'4 wing from Christian Brothers High School in Memphis. Parker Stewart, 6'3 shooting guard, point guard from Union City out in West Tennessee. Jeremiah Oatsval, he's a 6'3 point guard from Brentwood Academy, but he's committed to Austin Peay for football. But he was the MVP of the state tournament last year. He's a really good basketball player, too. Tristan Jarrett, who's been our player of the week a couple times, 6'4". He's a two-guard. He's a two-guard slash power forward. It's a rare combination. The kid's a paint bully.
So like a combo guard?
No, there's no such thing as combo guard. But he's from Haywood. He's got a Kansas State offer.
Yeah.
He's got quite a few offers. And then Caleb Hollander.
Yep.
The homeschool kid, 6'7", from Nashville. He's committed to Belmont today. Then Grayson Murphy, 6'2", point guard, who, I mean, he would be your favorite player if you got to see him. I know Luke Smith is a poor man's Grayson Murphy. And I love Luke Smith.
Luke Smith's going to deal with you.
But I love Grayson Murphy, too.
Luke Smith's going to deal with you
appropriately. You know what? They're almost like – Grayson Murphy's right-handed, Luke Smith's left-handed. It's almost like they're
it's a mirror
of each other in a way. Grayson's a little bigger. Grayson's probably 6'2". Luke's probably 5'11", maybe 6 foot on a good day.
One of Luke's biggest drawbacks is what he weighs.
He's thin.
He's
Grayson's just, really tough. Luke shoots it pretty good. Grayson doesn't shoot it great. But Grayson is just so aggressive to the hoop, and he's such a good point guard.
It goes back to one of the things that Justin said from Hoop Scene. The guys that transition well from high school to college to their freshman year have good core strength.
Mm-hmm.
And when your weight is way down.
That's going to be tough. And Luke knows that.
You know, I mean, unless you're lightning quick. I mean, unless you're just, a full step faster. But.
And then we've got one of our East Tennessee kids, T. Higgins. From Clemson, he's football commit for Clemson, but a spectacular basketball player.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't really put forth a lot of effort to play basketball.
He does kind of like usually right around February when he gets off the football field. It usually takes a couple weeks, but then the rumor is he may not play basketball this year.
He may just focus solely
on football or enroll early or something like that. I don't know if that's a fact, but I have heard rumblings out in the community that he might do that. I kind of hope he doesn't. I like to watch him play his senior year. I like the kid. He's one of my favorite kids. And then Theron Schmidt from Hamilton Heights, a 6'4 shooting guard. Hamilton, a kid from Canada. The three-headed Canadian monster for Hamilton Heights is so good. And then Tyreek Key, who absolutely blew up this summer. He's a 6'3 point guard from Clay County, which is kind of towards Middle Tennessee. He's a kid that's getting offers from everywhere, so we'll probably see him commit in the I would say you'll see him commit in the next couple of months. I'd say you have the decision done by the time school starts. Get that. It's always good to get that monkey off your back and get that commitment. Then DJ Jackson, who's a 6'5 wing from Fayette Ware High School in West Tennessee, and then number two is Shai Alexander. He's a 6'5 shooting guard from Hamilton Heights. He's the one committed to Florida. And then Nikhil Alexander Walker is a 6'5 shooting guard from Hamilton Heights, committed to Virginia Tech. So that's my top 20. God, you're so pathetic.
Hamilton Heights.
Did you hear? Are they organized or?
No, they're shotgunned all over the state. It's completely disorganized. But except for the Hamilton Heights. I said I saw some consistency.
Next week we had to do the 2018 rankings come out. So, and then my actual player rankings will be out probably like in November, like when school, right when the season starts. And that'll be more than just the top 20. That'll be, we'll go up to, 200 and 300.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the full.
That's everybody. And that's the every kid on this list right here either has an offer, a Division I offer, or is right on the borderline and might have to go JUCO or something. But, conceivably all 20 of these kids, well, you know, two of them are already committed for football, but, you know, and then, like you said, you never know if Higgins is actually going to play basketball this year. If he doesn't, then I'll probably take him off the list.
But. Yeah. Well, the 300, that's where you break it down, and it gets into you rate them as NAI, D3, D2, or D1. Yeah, so that's where I want to say, players, if you get rated D2 and you think you're D1, or you get rated NAI or D3, look at your weaknesses and work on them. Improve them. If you're not known as a good defensive player, become one.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good start to our first segment. And when we come back, you know, if Watts is still alive, if I don't strangle him,
mm-hmm.
we'll have our interview with former Tennessee head man.
Well, we'll have the interview anyways, whether Watts is here or not. That's true. We don't need Watts for
the
interview.
I'm going to have that, but
yes, you do.
I need to gather my thoughts and get my composure back.
Right. You need to get organized.
I was serenity now.
You need to get organized for the interview.
It's pathetic. All right. So let's go ahead and take this to break. This is Sports Radio 1180, sponsored by Southland Realtors, the DLZ.
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter, Rocky Top Insider Radio, the Dave Hooker Show, and more. Sports talk around the clock. Sun up to sundown and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I was on the way from Kandahar to Klot, hit an IED that just took the truck and threw it up in the air and slammed it on the ground. I knew at first that I got hurt pretty bad because I couldn't move my legs. I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. I was hesitant at first, you know, because I didn't work for a good year. I want to be a productive person. I don't want to be a drain on society. I want to be a positive thing in society. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Helping veterans like Eric is what we've done for over 65 years. Paralyzed Veterans of America, paving access for veterans' employment through Operation PAVE. For more information, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, my man, it's been a long time. How you doing? I heard you had another baby.
Number two, man, I got to figure all this out. We got to find a house. Where do I find a realtor? Do I have to get the title company? Who can help with the insurance? What?
I think, my friend, I have a solution to your problem.
Dude, please don't be joking.
I will not joke with you. Southland Companies features Southland Brokers, Southland Realtors, Southland Title Company, Southland Properties. There is no question, no scenario, or any transaction Southland can't handle. Accountability, trustworthiness, and consistency during every step of the transition. Experts in every field of real estate all under one roof. They have buyer reps, listing agents, land experts, leasing agents, property managers, rental experts, mortgage lenders, title associates. No excuses, just people doing their job. Everything under one roof. What do you think of that?
So basically all I got to do is make one phone call and I can get answers to all these questions?
You pick up the phone. You call 865-693-6961. Call Southland Realtors, and they will take care of your problems. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. They are located at 244 North Peters Road in Knoxville, or you can also get them at asouthlandcompany.com, and they can take care of all your issues and all your problems all under one roof. And that should ease your mind.
That's the best information I've heard all day.
Well, go talk to somebody who is the best at what they do. Southland Companies. That's 865-693-6961. Southland Realtors. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you? Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info, all the best talk, here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
All right, we are back. This is Andre Whitehead, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, sponsored by Southland Realtors here at Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. And on the phone with me right now, Brent, I'm excited, and I'm going to tell you why. First off, former Morehead State head coach, Southern Miss head coach, Tennessee head coach, my friend, Donnie Tindall. What's up, coach?
Hey, Andre, how are you, my man?
I am good. I don't know if you know this or not, but when I first started in the recruiting business, about 15 to 18 years ago, the first assignment that I ever got was I got a call. I was trying to figure out how to get into the business. So at the time, it was Clark Francis and Bob Gibbons. That's really all there was. So I was calling those guys daily, and finally I got Clark Francis on the phone and talked about a little bit about this and told him that I wanted to be involved in all this. And so he like a month later he gives me a. He says, hey, the coaches at MTSU are wanting a list of players from Tennessee. I didn't know the first one at the time. But they gave me the number to call, and the first person that I ever did anything for was you at Middle Tennessee State.
Well, that's a neat story. It's amazing how time flies, because I remember those early conversations like they were about a month ago, Andre. And the one thing in this business people say repeatedly, and I've always said it's about relationships, and you and I, there's been times where you've helped me. There's certainly been times you would probably say that I've helped you.
But no question.
We're friends, and that's what friends do. And I'm proud of all you've accomplished. You've built your career and done it the right way through hard work and long grinding hours. And I'd like to think that that's the way I built my career. So it's pretty cool. Here we are 15, 20 years later, still friends and buddies. And I'm proud of all you're doing that with your life and your career, man. I really am.
I really appreciate it. That means a lot coming from you, man. And I feel the same way. Like I said, I've always had I don't think there was anybody ever more excited when they announced you for the Tennessee coach than me. I was telling my friends, it was like, if they would have called me and said I got to pick the coach, I was exactly who I would have picked. So, but I know things are a little different now, but let's talk a little bit about your time time at Tennessee, and like one of the guys that you had that is just. I'm amazed. I still remember, and Brent can tell you, the first day he walked in to the Rocky Top League, that first night.
Black jeans. Cardigan.
He had to borrow my friend Kevin's shorts because he didn't have any with him.
Combing his hair.
And, and of course, we're talking about Josh Richardson, who look at him now. I mean, what a great kid, and what a great story.
Well, it really is, and I think the key with Josh, and you guys probably got to know him well enough in his time in Knoxville to know this, is first and foremost, Josh is a character young man. He is a great kid, and that starts with the way he was raised. I got to know his mom and dad some in my 1 year coach and Josh, and they were stern people who were disciplinarians, but yet they were a kind-hearted, loving family that you can tell the way Josh was raised, there's a reason he had the work ethic and the drive to be successful that he did. So, you know, when you have parents like that, you have the character that Josh has, then a lot of times it's hard to not be a good player. And I think that's what happened with Josh. Every single year he continued to improve. I think Coach Martin, his staff, did a great job of putting him in a position to be successful, even though he wasn't necessarily a great shooter early in his career. They molded out a niche for him to be successful, which was to be their best perimeter defender. And Josh's ego was in check enough where he was receptive to that. He didn't dwell on not getting a lot of shots, and he was playing around a lot of great players. You know, Jordy McRae, you talk about Tobias, I think they were together a year, and then Jarnell Stokes, you can go on and on of the good players he had around him. And then, you know, sometimes God works in mysterious ways because, you know, Josh had been a 2-3 type guy his entire career, and we get the job, and the Thompson kid transfers out, and then Brandon Lopez was the only point guard we had left who was a walk-on but yet was going to battle for a starting job. He gets hurt, and so we had to basically, out of necessity, move Josh to the point, and lo and behold, a year later, he goes from a guy that wasn't even on the NBA's radar to an early second-round pick, and he's in the rotation as a rookie for the Heat, and you can just go on and on. This guy's going to end up playing 8, 10, 12 years in the NBA, and just so proud of him and all he's accomplished. So when I see him, I mess with him. I always say, now, Josh, you know I get 10% of that check for moving you to the point guard and making sure you were an NBA guy, right? And he kind of smiles and laughs, but you know, to his credit, he's doing amazing things, and I'm really, really proud of that young guy.
Good deal, Coach. Well, you hit one of our inside jokes on the show. Lopez didn't get hurt. He was put on assignment by the CIA. So if you follow now, he's getting a master's degree.
If you see him on Twitter and stuff, you see pictures of him like at the Eiffel Tower.
He's all over the world.
He's all over Europe. We're convinced he's working for the CIA.
Because he's always popping up in exotic places.
He's like Archer.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I didn't realize that.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, you follow me. I mean, he's like at the Olympics right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got him on the beach in Rio.
A world crisis. He provides security for America and the world. B. Lopez,
he's amazing.
But he does it in a high pitched voice.
Yeah.
So that's his undercover. Yeah. So.
I love it.
Yeah. So, Coach, tell us about your new venture in Athens. You know, what you got going on? Sort of the genesis, how all this got started. What kind of facilities you're going to have? You know, where's the support coming from, et cetera?
Well, we were very fortunate. You know, obviously, this wasn't by plan or design. I certainly had planned to be the head coach at Tennessee for a long time. And when all this happened, you know, I decided the first year out I was going to do TV and radio and really believed with everything inside me that once we got to our hearing, it was 40 people saying I had nothing to do with this, only one person who had lied twice already and been fired from Tennessee, cut a deal for immunity, was the only person saying I had any involvement in this. And so I'm sitting there looking at, like, I'm going to get cleared of this deal. It's going to be coach control, which will be 9 games. And I had 2 mid-major athletic directors call me in February and say, look, if you get out of this with coach control, I want to hire you in March or April. So I'm totally planning to get back into coaching. And then obviously this just absolutely atrocious ruling comes out and changes everything. And so the bottom line, this is a chance, guys, for me to give back to some young kids who maybe for whatever reason didn't get recruited at the level they wanted. Maybe they were hurt. Maybe they just didn't get the exposure, et cetera. And to have some young coaches that come in underneath of us that I can help develop them and put them on the right path to try to reach their goals, which is to get in the college level and coach at that level someday. So it's just a chance for me to stay involved with the game I love and to help some young kids and coaches move up the ladder and do well with their life. And my dreams and goals have kind of been put on hold, if you will, but it's a chance for me to help some others reach their dreams and goals. And that's why I initially got into coaching, because I love to help young people and I love the game of basketball. So we've got about a 40,000 square foot building we've purchased here in Athens. We've got two brand new floors that have been delivered yesterday. It'll be going down in the next week or so. We actually start our workout September 12th. I've already had dozens of college coaches texting saying, hey, when your workouts start, what time are they going to be? So we'll have a lot of college coaches coming through looking at our guys. We still have two or three spots open, so some young kids are out there listening still undecided and need to go the prep school route or want to go the prep school route. We'd love to have them. But it's going to be a neat venture. We're also going to have some middle school boys and girls tournaments on the weekend to help raise some money for our program, and certainly need to add some sponsorships and things of that nature to help us down the road. But so far it's been fun. It's a new challenge again. I won't try to, you know, hide or you know, camouflage the fact that I wish I was coaching, but I'm not. So this is an opportunity to still be around young kids and do something I love to do.
Where did you, this group, your first group of players, where have they come from, I guess you could say? And, you know, because it's kind of a new venture and it's not really, it's called a TNG Prep Academy, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And so just, you know, I know with all the ties you've got in the basketball world, I know that you've probably got some guys that have, you know, that put you in touch with guys that were considering the prep school route. And, you know, you've probably got kids from all over. I know you've got, you know, ties in the Midwest and ties in the South and from all your different coaching stops. Like you said, you know, those relationships that you've cultivated over the years. So, you know, and as it grows, you know, I know with where you're located, you're only a couple hours from Atlanta, and that's a fertile ground. And then you're a couple hours from, you know, you're right there, you know, basically in Chattanooga almost. And there's always some players, you know, that might need that that prep school route. So it's an interesting venture because we've never really had prep schools in Tennessee before. So, you know, was that hard getting that, you know, from an educational standpoint or anything like that, getting, you know, maybe, well, I mean, the accreditation to be a prep school?
Yeah, what we've done this first year, Andre, is we're going to do just fifth year guys. It'll be just post grad, and if they need to raise an ACT or SAT, we'll have a teacher come in a couple days a week and do some ACT and SAT prep work, and that's the route we're going in year one. And really, our roster is going to be made up from kids all across the country. You know, we've got a Knoxville kid and Matt Richmond and he's going to be on board with us. We've got kids from Texas. We've got a couple international kids we believe will show up here in the next couple of weeks. We've got a kid from out east. I mean, it's really across the board. But you're right. You know, with Chattanooga an hour away, Knoxville an hour away, you know, Atlanta's 2 hours away. So, you know, you've got a chance, you really do, to help a lot of kids. In particular, early in the Southeast now, there's a lot of prep schools popping up in the Atlanta, Charlotte area. So getting games isn't really a concern. There's some other preps, you know, Knoxville Christian and Hamilton Heights and Chattanooga. So mm-hmm. There's other prep schools around that you don't have to travel a great distance to be able to play really good competition. The other thing we're gonna do, I said Matt, it's actually Matt Randolph, I'm sorry, but anyways, back to what I was saying, you get a chance to play some JV programs, whether it's, you know, at Lee University or some junior college programs, whether it's Cleveland State or Motlow State, some of the better junior colleges in the state. We're going to play Maryville College JV team. And so it's going to be an opportunity for these kids that we're coaching to play against good college players, but the schools – in some cases that we're playing may actually end up recruiting these True. Kids. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not going to coach the team. I will be involved heavily in a lot of the workouts and in the day-to-day stuff. There's still a possibility I may accept a D-League position as an assistant coach under a close friend of mine. I'll know for sure in the next couple of weeks on that. But it's just going to be a lot of fun, and, you know, it keeps you in the game. So hopefully if all this appeal stuff goes the way we think it should, that if and when I get back, hopefully sooner rather than later, you're still networked and connected to a lot of college and high school people.
Hey, Coach Tendel, talk to us a little bit about if you your thought process on going for a D-League assistant job and your thoughts in general on the D-League. I personally talk about it.
I love
quite
the D-League.
A bit. I love the D-League.
I like the D-League. He loves
the
D-League.
Derek Fisher is a player. He's Derek Fisher. But he was the president of the Players Association when they redid the CBA allowing unlimited call-ups, and that really just ballooned the D-League. So I'm a huge fan of it. Kind of give us your thoughts and feelings on the D-League.
Well, I think it's similar to the prep school situation in that you're working these kids out every day, you're playing games, but your ultimate goal is to help these guys improve and get better and get a chance to go on to the collegiate level. Well, the D-League, you're working these guys out every day, you're playing these games, and obviously the goal and hope is to get these guys to the NBA. So there's some similarities in that regard. But I think having spent a couple weeks with the Raptors two summers ago in their summer league, a lot of those kids ended up being on the Raptors D-League roster. It was interesting for me to see, number one, how coachable those kids were. The perception in a lot of cases, well, you know, there's some prima donnas and guys that are mad they're not in the NBA, so they may have some attitudes. And really, it was the exact opposite. You had a bunch of hungry, driven guys that were desperate, for lack of a better word, to get in the NBA and were coachable and hung on every word and played extremely hard and practiced the right way. So I think it would be a great experience. You know, the only thing from my standpoint that I've always done as a coach was create a team and create unwavering chemistry and loyalty among that team, where those guys got better and better and better, and then we would go on and beat a lot of teams that were more talented than us because our team improved all throughout the year, but the chemistry was incredible. And I think even, you know, people would say they saw that in our 1 year at Tennessee. Now, the thing about the D-League is you have so many comings and goings throughout the year, whether it's NBA call-ups, guys leaving to go to Europe, guys getting cut, et cetera, that chemistry, in my mind, to create a team, a real team-type setting, would probably be pretty challenging. But I still think it's a great situation to develop guys and, again, give them a chance to grow and move up. And then, obviously, as a coach, you're hoping to do good things and catch the attention of a general manager or an assistant general manager in the NBA where you get a chance to move up the ladder. And so, you know, it's an option I'm looking into. I'm excited about the possibility, and we'll just kind of have to see how things unfold.
That's great, though. I mean, just to get to stay in the game. I mean, you and me, we're lifers, man. We're one way or another. It doesn't matter how we do it. We're going to stay in the game.
Hey, Coach, I've asked this question before. I believe it was of I know who it was. It was Charlotte's head coach, Mark Price.
We had Mark Price on here, Coach.
Yeah. Why do kids go to college to play basketball when they could go straight to the D-League? I mean, you could, you know,
you're talking about the one-year guys.
I'm talking about the one-year guys because I'm reading right here, tryouts for the D-League were held Sunday, August 14th. So they were a couple days ago. I should have gone, but
why
I was.
Do they need someone to do the clock?
I was winning a 3-on-3 tournament, winning money as usual.
Jeez.
Tournament hosted by Andre Whitehead. But here it is. Who could try out? Any player, any eligible person age 18 or older on the day of the tryout, as long as either you have graduated high school or the class you would have graduated with has graduated. I mean, conceivably, you know, like when LeBron was drafted at 18, he signed his basically $15-17 million deal as the number one pick and a $110 million deal with Nike. you know, so I always call it checkers to chess. I'm sure you've got something for it, but the college game is played on the same board, but it's a different game than the NBA game. You could go to spend 1 year in the D League and maybe make $40,000, but you're working with NBA coaches. You're playing an NBA game. You could get any endorsement out there. You're a pro athlete. What is the value? Why are kids who are just knocked down NBA talent learning to play checkers when they could go play chess? And it solves the paying the players issue because they have a choice at 18. You have a choice. You don't have to go to college. Well, you can go to the D League.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is you do have a choice, but not many kids grow up wanting to go to the D League. They all want to go to the NBA. And if you were good enough and the rule was you could go to the NBA, then I do think we'd see more of that like we did when Kobe Bryant and Stoudemire and guys like that were doing just that. But I do think that any college experience for a young person, in my opinion, is better than no college experience. And if you sign with the University of Tennessee or Kentucky or whoever it is, you're going to play in front of 20,000 fans every night. You're going to get a year or a taste of that college life and experience, which in many instances, might be the first time a young person gets to go to college from that particular family. The other thing is that you're going to travel. You're going to eat a lot better at the high-level college basketball world than you are in the D-League. In the D-League, it's commercial flights, it's buses. You know, at Tennessee and in the SEC and places like that, you're taking private planes, charter jets to your game. You're eating great. You're a star, even if it's just for a year before you make the move. And the other thing is you run the risk of injury. You know, if you go to the D-League and, God forbid, you blow out a knee, you have no college education and you have no fallback plan. Your career's a wrap. If you go to college and you blow out a knee, God forbid, at least you can redshirt. You've got great trainers and doctors around you. You're a priority for the coaching staff to get back and get healthy. And yet you haven't ended your career from a professional standpoint. So there's a lot of things in my mind thinking on both sides of it. Now, if you're in your opinion, you're a one and done guy, and you don't get drafted in the first round, and so you end up in the D League for a year or two, and then eventually, you know, you're basically locked into being an NBA star. But the D League, you know, it's not quite as glamorous as people may perceive. The way they travel, you know, the way they eat, it isn't horrible, but it's not the Kentucky, Kansas, Dukes of the world either. So, you know, it's just kind of who you are as a person and what's the most important thing to you. But in my mind, I think it's awful hard for a young guy to pass on playing in front of 20,000-25,000 fans at night and being a rock star on a college campus, even if it's for just a year.
Yeah, that's a – I think the you're blowing out the knee analogy is a very, very good – it's an insurance policy because you can stay on scholarship for 4 years no matter what happens. I mean, I don't want to – I mean, we've talked about this. I don't want to oversell the fact on a lot of these wanting guys. I mean, they're literally there for the first semester, and you know, don't even really have to go to a class in that second semester. So it's a one semester. But that is a very, very, very good point about the insurance. That is, if heaven forbid you do blow a knee out, hey, you come back for a second year. You know, as opposed to, exactly. You know, now you got to go and figure out what you're going to do the rest of your life. That is very well said.
Well, Coach, we're going to probably go ahead and wrap this up, man. I really appreciate your time. You, whoever is, going to be the coach at TNG, you know, make sure you get him in touch with me. I'll do everything I can to help them and you and further this venture, and we'll hope we can get them up to the fall league and see some, you know, there'll probably be some kids in the fall league that are, you know, a potential, a rising senior who could really use the prep school experience to, a lot of, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an academic issue. A lot of kids don't have a position. A lot of kids need to get stronger. There's a lot of reasons to go to prep school that are not just academic. So, you know, you stay in touch with me, and hopefully we can make this a great and successful venture. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck, man. You know that. You know you're one of my favorite guys in all of the business, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, if you would be kind enough to spread the word about our Prep Academy, and we'll look forward to catching up soon, guys. Thanks again.
All right, Donnie. Thanks a lot. All right. That was Coach Donnie Tindall. And this is Andre Whitehead for Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, sponsored by Southland Realtors here at Sports Radio 1180, the BLZ.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info, all the best talk, here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today. Hey, my man, it's been a long time. How you doing? I heard you had another baby.
Number two, man, I got to figure all this out. We got to find a house. Where do I find a realtor? Do I have to get the title company? Who can help with the insurance? What?
I think, my friend, I have a solution to your problem.
Dude, please don't be joking.
I will not joke with you. Southland Companies features Southland Brokers, Southland Realtors, Southland Title Company, Southland Properties. There is no question, no scenario, or any transaction Southland can't handle. Accountability, trustworthiness, and consistency during every step of the transition. Experts in every field of real estate all under one roof. They have buyer reps, listing agents, land experts, leasing agents, property managers, rental experts, mortgage lenders, title associates. No excuses, just people doing their job. Everything under one roof. What do you think of that?
So basically all I got to do is make one phone call and I can get answers to all these questions?
You pick up the phone. You call 865-693-6961. Call Southland Realtors, and they will take care of your problems. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. They are located at 244 North Peters Road in Knoxville, or you can also get them at asouthlandcompany.com, and they can take care of all your issues and all your problems all under one roof. And that should ease your mind.
That's the best information I've heard all day.
Well, go talk to somebody who is the best at what they do. Southland Companies. That's 865-693-6961. Southland Realtors. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event in the fourth quarter. Rocky Top Insider Radio. The Dave Hooker Show and more. Sports talk around the clock. Sun up to sundown and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
All right, we are back for our final segment here at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, sponsored by Southland Realtors here at Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. So you want to talk a little bit? You played in this league, and
I did.
It came to a close, and
it did. It was a nice championship game. It was, you know, we had a nice team of Ricky Taylor and.
So Ricky was on your team?
Yeah, I was on Ricky's team.
What was the name of the team?
RTB Servants, Ricky Taylor Basketball Servants. So, okay. You know, Ricky's a minister. So, that's where that comes from. But we ended up losing to, I mean, we basically lost to a front court of Jonathan Adams and Fred Sturdivant. Jonathan would go to the hole. He'd post up and go to the hole, and he'd either finish, or if he didn't, Fred Sturdivant would clean it up with a dunk. So, and they had E.J. Ward, Dante Hampton, and so they had you know, a lot of guys with Rocky Top League experience. So, of course, Cobra was on point, fundamental as always. Speaking of long, like we were earlier in the show, Fred Sturdivant is really long. So
excessively long.
Yeah, excessively. So it was a lot of fun. It was a good league. Four teams. Didn't dilute the talent too much. It was, you know, Juice Williams was in the league, Trace Suttles, Leland Robinson, Tennessee Wesleyan, a lot of guys that had played at Chat State, Covenant, Dalton State, which is now big. I mean, that's a big
Seth place. Home, isn't it? Georgia.
I am from there, yes.
He is.
I don't consider it home, but I am from there.
Yeah. But it was a nice league, you know.
Mommy
guys
still live there?
Yeah.
It's home.
So it was a lot of fun, but it wrapped up, and I was on the runner-up team.
No championship for you, huh?
No, that's why I got to get, you know, well, I mean, I got your 3-on-3 tournament, but I got to get your fall league championship. I'm fully focused. I'm fully focused on winning the championship this year.
Cool. All right. Well,
I may even have to go last chance you.
That's the one that's eluded you, right?
No, it's on that we were talking about on Netflix. Their season gets ended because of a brawl.
Spoiler alert.
But it's
about East Mississippi Community College.
Yeah, guys that have left big time schools, and they got to get their academics eligible, and where they it's hilarious. But
a little true to life, maybe.
Oh, it's very true to life.
Oh, it's real life.
No, they don't edit.
It's a documentary.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
It's not like a...
No, it's Buddy Stevens. Oh, it's East Mississippi Community College in Scuba, Mississippi. Yeah. Like one of DJ Law is trying to get eligible at UAB. Mm-hmm. John Franklin III went to Auburn. He's battling for the quarterback job. Wyatt Roberts, the starting quarterback, turned down Mississippi College. Thank God nobody likes Mississippi College, because he felt he was a big-time quarterback, and so he went to Mississippi State as just a student, but as of the other day, he's on the roster.
Oh, so, did he end up on?
Well, I mean, I don't know what happened, but he's on the roster, and he had a good point. He's like, I backed up Kelly, who's the starting quarterback at Ole Miss. I beat Franklin out, who's battling to be the starting quarterback at Auburn, and nobody wants to give me an offer, although he had some FCS offers, I think.
He did, but he thought he was better.
He thought he was SEC, and he is literally like 5'9".
That's his problem. That's why the SEC didn't really want him, was because of his height, I think. Yeah. He's got a decent arm. He's pretty accurate, and he's got guts. The kid will pull that ball down and run with it. He's got a little Favre in him, honestly.
Yeah, it is a very it's basically, I mean, translate over this, obviously, a basketball show, but it would be like a very big-time junior college basketball program. I mean, they have challenges. I mean, they're taking second-chance guys that have flunked out or they have behavior issues.
Cool. I thought it was just like, you know, one of them parody type comedy.
Oh, no. It's not like a Blue Mountain State.
They've won 11, 12, 14 JUCO national champions in football.
This would have been, if they had won it this last year, that would have been like their fourth national championship in a row or something like
that. They've got Adidas. They've got four helmets and like 12 different variations.
Yeah, they're a very well-to-do community college.
Yeah, they put money in football. Interesting.
Well, that sounds cool.
It is cool.
Well, on the heels of your 3-on-3 championship, we might as well, and we mentioned that if you guys, if there would have been more time to have you guys would have played the 35 and over winners, which consisted of Coach Norris and the people we talked of.
They were nasty.
I think last year we gave Coach Norris the Coach of the Week after the 3-on-3 tournament, and I think it's only fitting this year that our Darren Poppin Mortgage Investors Group Coach of the Week comes from that same team. And I didn't realize he was such a deadeye.
He's
but I made a point of watching him, and he can shoot.
I told him to bring me my cut of his winnings because I was his inspiration that day.
You were his perspiration.
I was his inspiration, and he did not show.
Talking about Mark Eldridge, yes, the head coach at Maryville. That's our Darren Poppin Mortgage Investors Group Coach of the Week. And though he was a player, well, we still consider him as
he was the mastermind this year. You
he
could
was
tell.
The yeah, he was the brains of the
and
operation.
They were wearing Maryville jerseys, not Webb jerseys.
They were.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They were.
Well, our John Bailey Company Player of the Week actually committed
yep,
to Division
committed
One,
today.
So that makes it easy.
To Belmont. And great kid. He's going to be playing in the Nashville Fall League here in a couple weeks. And wanted to honor Caleb Hollander. He's a homeschool kid from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Plays on a team called Nashville Central Christian, which is a bunch of homeschool kids that get together and play. Not a great competition, but, you know, he is out there playing. But he's a great kid. Did a lot of work on his body before this summer. Had a wonderful summer playing with at the end of the summer, probably in the July period, when he decided to, you know, he was playing with some EYBL teams and not getting much time. So he decided to come back to Team Corey Brewer and just blew up. And he ended up with 15, 20 Division I offers and finally got the one he wanted.
Yep.
So two players from that team. Grayson Murphy was our player of the week a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Also, you know, committed to Belmont. So that's a good note to end it on. Next week we'll be talking a lot about our first week of the Knoxville Fall League. The H3 Sports Rocky Top Fall League actually is the proper name for it. And I want to thank H3 Sports for you know, being our main sponsor. Our primary sponsor for the Rocky Top Fall League. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
So we're going to go ahead and bring this one to a close for Seth Stokes, Brent Watts, and me, Andre Whitehead.
The fixture this on this show, Mr.
Tennessee
Reliability.
Prep Hoops Radio, sponsored by Southland Realtors here at Sports Radio 1180 The VLZ.